Cofield and Company is back. Live from Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino. Join the fellas for every Thursday night football game.
Reeves doing it at 39, going up top, and it's caught by Dan Arnold for the touchdown.
All right, let's get ready for week 13. Call there courtesy of NBC. We're here at the William Hill Racing Sportsbook inside of Silver Sevens. Chad Millman is back with us from the Action Network. What's up, Chad?
Hey, man. How are you? Welcome back. Good to talk to you.
I am good. Good to talk to you. I got to tell you, I'm freaking out right now because I follow my Sharp principles, and it feels like they've worked over the years, but I am so afraid now to take sucky teams in the NFL plus 14. I would have never said that in the past.
I know. I agree with you, and I do think we need to do some principle adjusting. And I am not going to take the Arizona Cardinals. I am not going to take the Oakland Raiders. Like, at this point in the year, they have just not proven to be capable of doing anything really competently on the field. So I'm just keeping my money in my pocket on those. There is one big dog that I did already play, and I'm kind of regretting it now.
Okay. Tease. Who is it?
I didn't know if you wanted me to just naturally transition or if you wanted to string people along.
You are a natural host. You take it.
I did bet the Lions against the Rams at plus 10 because I've just been wholly unimpressed with the Rams offense. I mean, the Rams defense, I mean. And they have not stopped anybody. They have not stopped anybody when they're playing against a quarterback who is of a better-than-mediocre level, which I would certainly say Matthew Stafford is. I feel like, generally, the Lions get discounted, especially coming off of a Thanksgiving loss to the Bears, in which it was really a pick six that made the difference. And the Rams, you know, like, look, they're just going to get inflated everywhere you go. So I did bet them, the Lions plus 10, and then I saw today that Aqib Talib is playing. And so I'm feeling a little deflated about that one. I probably still would play it, I don't like it as much as I did.
Can anyone on the show make a case for a play against the Packers with the Cardinals? Can you do it, Adam? Plus 14. I actually can.
No, only because the Cardinals had been playing so tough. They'd been playing scrappy. Their defense had looked good. Everything was kind of coming together. I think their defense finally felt last week, okay, the offense is giving us nothing. It's over.
See, I think it's a one-week thing because the Bills went through this, and the Bills have played mostly hard most of the season. And my worry on the Packers side, Chad, am I overthinking this, is that I feel like it's coming unraveled behind the scenes with McCarthy and Rodgers. Like, they'll win, but I don't know if things are humming well enough to post, you know, 17, 21, 24-point win.
You know what's interesting about that? I don't think you're overthinking it. So, as you guys know, I have a podcast called The Favorites, and on today's episode, we had Pat McAfee on, right? And so Pat McAfee has become sort of a media sensation, and he was a punter in the NFL for a long time, played for the Colts. And I asked him specifically, how much does drama in the locker room matter when you're thinking about betting? Like, you know, because he's a regular bettor. And he's like, it's a really big deal. Teams where the drama leaks out tend to not perform as well. That means they can't really control who they are or what they're doing. And he talked about the Steelers a little bit. He talked about the Packers. He talked a lot about the Jaguars who are playing the Colts this weekend.
Yep.
So that gave me a little bit of a different perspective on sort of the power and impact of dysfunction in the locker room and the impact it should have on making a bet. I'm still not going to bet the Cardinals because I kind of agree. I kind of agree that I think the wheels have fallen off. I don't think it's a one-week thing, but I can see why you would think that because of the drama.
Chad Millman, Action Network. Here's the other reason I get a little nervous about all of a sudden firing on minus 15, minus 14, minus 13s. Bookies are evil, and I listened to the Favorites pod the other day with Scooch, and he must have said five times, as a professional handicapper, you got to take plus 14. Hey, Scooch, cut it out. Hey, let me back this up with numbers. This is what's really scaring me, Chad. A dude named Johnny Detroit, who's been a longtime tout on the web, posted the numbers since 2015. You ready for this one? Double-digit favorites in the National Football League are 65-36-3. It's 65% laying the big numbers.
Wow, that is a number.
How about them Cowboys?
That is big.
Right?
You're right. And so, look, bookmakers are always trying to inflate these lines and get people to take the other side because they know in games like the Raiders and the Chiefs or the Packers and everybody else, like, and the Packers and the Cardinals, they need to get money on that side. So I'm still not doing it.
Vikings, Patriots. It was 7. Now it's 5. You like the Vikings, but you won't bet the Vikings.
You know what? I'm reconsidering. I think I might. I think I still might bet the Vikings at +5. I'm starting to feel better about that team, and I think I'm going to be convinced. It might be because I was just on the phone with a buddy of mine from Minneapolis, and he was getting me all excited. I'm thinking, oh, my God, you're right about this, and you're right about this. But I've kept my powder dry so far. I'm just kind of hoping the line goes up a little bit. I'm hoping on Sunday, like, the public money comes in on the Patriots, and I can get the Vikings at a little bit better number.
Okay, so I sort of did a little self-analysis. Was I overthinking on one of those picks I mentioned earlier? How about this one for you? Are you actually handicapping, or at least factoring in the handicap, Hugh Jackson on the Cincy side against Denver?
Oh, my God. Like, I think Hugh Jackson is worth 8 points for the other side. Like, he is such a disadvantage for any sideline that he's on. And honestly, my biggest regret last Sunday was not going all in on the Browns. And because I just think Hugh Jackson combined with Marvin Lewis is combined with Jeff Driscoll is a recipe for disaster.
It doesn't look good, although it makes me nervous laying that many points on the road with a Denver team.
Yeah.
All right, Chad. We know you got to run. We appreciate a couple minutes this week. We'll talk to you next week on Thursday, okay?
All right, fellas. Thank you. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Chad Millman. Action Network at Action Network HQ at Chad Millman. The Favorites Pod, very entertaining, out multiple times